It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify. You'll also find us on Apple Podcasts these days, as well as Amazon. And a Thursday morning has rocked up, February the 29th, and we're going coastal a little bit this morning. Manly Beach, that is Manly Beach in Sydney, has snagged the spotlight as TripAdvisor's top Aussie beach. And then globally, they have managed to pick up the seventh international ranking. However, of course, this coveted coastal lifestyle, it does come at a little bit of a premium. Manly's median house price these days is hitting $4.4 million. So what PropTrack decided to do was compile a top 10 list, which are the 10 cheapest, yes, I said cheapest, beachside alternatives to a Manly beach, but considerably less costly. Now, I like these sort of lists because often it throws up suburbs and areas of Australia that you might not have heard of before, as well as it gives you this sort of pause to consider and think, hey, that's something that I could actually afford to buy and create a lifestyle for my family and me. Or conversely, no, still too expensive. Well, this morning we're catching up with Luke Dawson from Simple Property Group, and he is in southwestern suburbs of Perth. And a very good morning to you, Luke. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Good morning, Craig. Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be chatting with you.
Yeah, well, I like these, as I say, I like these lists because it does throw up these areas. And there were, I think, if we look at the breakdown of the top 10 of these cheaper beachside suburbs, Northern Territory has one, Western Australia, where you are, has two, Queensland has two, and South Australia has six. Wow. So let's have a look at WA, Golden Bay and O'Sullivan Beach. So there you go. Tell us about those because obviously they've made the top 10.
Absolutely. Yeah. So look, the coastal lifestyle is certainly one of the big attractions of people looking to buy in Perth. Golden Bay in particular on the list there, sitting with a median price around the $533,000 mark, considerably lower than the current Perth median, which is nudging towards that $600,000. So certainly a great option for first home buyers, some investors and the like. So it's a great opportunity for people.
Yeah, and it came in at number two on this list. Number one, I haven't heard of the area called Tiwi. It's in Darwin in Northern Territories. And the second one from WA was Safety Bay at $579,000. What can you tell us about Safety Bay?
Yeah, so Safety Bay is a little further north than Golden Bay. You'll find Golden Bay is around the Mandurah outskirts. Safety Bay getting more towards the Rockingham beaches. So again, still at a really attractive price point around that $579,000 median. You know, you can pick up a really nice 4x2 home within really walking distance to the beach in both of those WA beachside suburbs.
Oh, this is such a good subject, talking about the beach this morning. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is with these first home buyers, with the government guarantee scheme, you know, they're looking hopefully between $500,000-$600,000 getting into the property market. I mean, this is actually in the lane, isn't it? If you look at 533 for a beachside property.
Yeah, 100%, Craig. It's we're finding in our market a lot of the first home buyers are almost tapping out at that 600 to really take advantage of the government scheme. So a lot of the buyers are looking to further south and certainly towards some of these coastal options, which are really well priced. So great opportunity to get into your first home. And with the weather over here of late, it's been a bit of a heat wave. So, you know, nothing wrong with going to work and coming home and being walking distance from the beach. It's a great option.
Oh, we're envious, Luke. We're envious this morning. All right, we'll come back and talk more property, more coastal property, and what is happening in WA with Luke Dawson next.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
Well, last night I watched a movie about Venus and Serena's rise to the top in the tennis world, moulded and guided by their father Richard Williams, played by Will Smith. I have to say, what I liked about the movie was the way in which the sisters rose to the top, which was an unconventional way of doing it. And the father was pretty astute when Nike came to the family prepared to pay $3 million, which was a fortune at the time, to sign on the eve of Venus playing her first pro match. But they only had that night to sign. So the father and Venus, they said no. And then 2 months later, Nike paid $12 million to sign her up. So it just goes to show, just like real estate, sometimes the first offer isn't the best offer. And that movie is currently playing on Netflix. Now, here's something to think about. Despite migration shifts and affordability concerns, regional property markets in Australia are surpassing capital cities in value growth. CoreLogic's regional market update is telling us that a 1.2 quarterly increase in regional dwelling values compared to 1% in the cities. And this trend, they say, stems from slow city growth rather than accelerated regional growth. Notably, WA and Queensland boast standout performers like Albany and Bunbury. However, Tasmania's Launceston and Devonport saw declines. So overall, with this report, regional areas with diverse economies like WA and Queensland continue to attract buyers, driving market resilience.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And it is a real estate Thursday. We are back talking with Luke Dawson, who is talking also about coastal property, the top 10 cheapest beach suburbs. And I guess we should sort of step through some of these others. Perhaps, have you got the list in front of you? Perhaps you can rattle some of those off for the listeners, Luke.
Yeah, well, certainly I'm not overly familiar with the Adelaide suburbs, but, you know, sitting below the WA ones on the list, you've got suburbs like Taparoo in Adelaide, Christie's Beach, Osborne, and then Deception Bay in Queensland and Ballarat in Queensland. Hope I'm saying those correctly. And down to sort of Shellacks Beach and Seaford in South Australia on the top end of the top 10 there.
Yeah, and if you have a look at the price range from the cheapest to the most expensive, you're looking at a range of from just over 520K up to just below 660K. So there's a little bit of a split there. Some of those places, did you know all of them?
I've got to be honest, I've not really heard of a lot of them. I guess at the price points, the more well-known beachside suburbs are probably not hitting this list, but, you know, some great options there. Certainly the two WA ones, as I mentioned, are, you know, becoming more popular as the market grows, I guess.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting, as I said at the top, with TripAdvisor saying that Manly Beach, taking out the number one Aussie beach, seventh internationally. But, you know, these days, 4.4 million to live in Manly, and you can snare one of these other coastal properties for, you know, around 530,000, 40,000. There's a big gap there.
That's it. I mean, come over to WA or some of these South Australian suburbs and you can buy 8 of them for the price of Manly. So one for yourself and a few investments on the side wouldn't be a bad gig.
Exactly. And you were saying to me that you're pretty strong at the moment with buyer activity and multi-buyers in the framework. So what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same old story that you've been hearing, but certainly we've just got a severe lack of supply here, and it's no different in those suburbs or anywhere in the Perth metro area, really. So most properties, we're getting a flood of buyers, in the first instance, inquiring, in turn coming along to view the properties at open homes. Most of the time we are dealing with anywhere from, 3 to 7 offers, I would say, is around the average. It's hard work, but it's rewarding, and we're trying our best to help people through that process, particularly dealing with that first home buyer demographic that I mentioned.
Yeah, well, I asked you off here how many of these properties you have sold with you and your team there since the new year. You told me 22 properties, so one property you're selling every couple of days. I mean, what were you selling last year by the same time? Considerably up?
It's definitely taken off post-Christmas. It's certainly probably surprised us a little bit. Our team does tend to sell around that 150 to 160 mark each year. So we're maybe tracking a little ahead, but very busy at the moment. And all that comes with that is keeping us on our toes.
And have you got vendors that say pre-2024, so last quarter of 2023, that were talking to you that were saying, yeah, I'm still not quite sure whether or not I'm going to list my property? Has there been a number of those that have kind of activated their thinking in the last couple of months?
Yeah, look, I would say that we've probably got a long list of people that would happily sell their home. Prices are good, transactions are happening quickly. The biggest issue we are finding with those vendors is they're not able to find something so easily. So we're getting a bit creative with helping them through that process. We've had a couple recently where we've certainly enacted some out-of-the-box thinking, things like subject to the seller purchasing a property on their contract of sale. And we're finding that they get really motivated once they've got a contract to sell their property, and they will either compromise on what they're looking at or be very proactive in finding something. So more and more, I think it is starting to get that way where sellers are coming on with options like that.
Well, it's quite a different year, isn't it? 2024 has started out of the gates completely different to 2023. It looks like maybe all of the RBA rate rises are done and dusted. That remains to be seen. But thank you for coming on and explaining a little bit about some of those areas, including Golden Bay, which is on that top 10 list. And the other one was Safety Bay. And enjoy, Luke, your Thursday.
Thank you very much, Craig. Pleasure chatting.
We talk to some of the most influential figures in the real estate industry, from leading commentators to investors to real estate principals, only on The Real Estate Podcast.
Have you heard of a place called Bly Bly, which has become a bit of a conveniently located residential community on the Sunshine Coast?
It has grown about 4.3% in the past 12 months, and the median house price is about $886,500. Past 5-year median house price trend has gone up quite a lot, and there are about 130 properties that have been sold. So Bly Bly has just become a very, very popular suburb these days, and a lot of people, just because of how saturated Maroochydore is at this point in time, a lot of people cannot afford to buy in Maroochydore.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.